Hello, we are connecting a service to help us better understand what is most important to people that are excited of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat.
Somewhat satisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Moving forward, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. The first one, racism and discrimination.
10.
Thank you. Next one, student loan debt.
Less than 10.
I'm sorry, what was your answer?
Less than 10. I say 6.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, next one, K-12 education.
K-12? For education?
Education. Education.
Education. 10.
Correct. Thank you. Next one, criminal justice reform.
Say it one more time, repeat it.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform.
10.
Next one, inflation and the cost of living.
Dissatisfied.
All right, from 0 to 10, what number each is? Which
1.
Is not important or, all right, thank you. Next one, abortion rights.
Ten.
Thank you. Next one, crime and violence.
Dissatisfied. 5.
All right. Thank you. Next one, voting rights.
5.
Next one, healthcare.
5.
Democracy?
7.
Thank you. Next one, climate change?
5.
Next one, jobs and wages?
Say it one more time.
Jobs and wages?
I give it 7.
Thank you. Immigration?
7.
And last one, housing rights?
The housing rights, I'll give it a 5.
Thank you. Let me move forward in this. As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off. And sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all. And 10 means you are extremely likely to vote.
Chicken and lamb.
Sure.
Yeah. Can you repeat that one more time?
Absolutely, yeah. As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. What is your race?
African American.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
That's why I hit you up,
Thank you. Yeah, male. Yeah.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1960.
Thank you. All right. What is the highest level of the school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? All right, 12th grade, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. All right, no matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues.
0, 0, 0, 0, 0.
Issues. Okay, it's an issue to matter to you. You're saying 0. Thank you. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all.
7.
Okay, so just ending up the question, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to your community. You're saying 7, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and niches on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one, John Fetterman.
I give him a 5.
Thank you. Next one, J.D. Benz.
I give him a 5, too.
Next one, Cherub Parker.
I give him an all-eagle shot, 5.
Thank you. Next one, Larry Kressler.
5.
Thank you. Next one, Bob Casey.
Five, KG, 5. I give
them all
a clear shot.
Okay, and the next one, Josh Shapiro.
5.
Thank you. Let me move forward on this now. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
I would keep that confidential.
I'm sorry, one more time?
I keep that confidential. I do that in the voting machine.
Okay, I understand. So, but just to confirm, I know it's
We're not going to do that.
Okay, so that means that you're not planning to vote. Is that what you're saying? Or?
I'm planning to vote, but I keep it confidential. That's my opinion. I do it when I'm in the voting chair. Come on, man.
Okay. No problem. It's fine.
Okay, you know what? Since you asked that question, he's just in the interview. Thank you.
No.